This year's theme, Move Like a Maverick for Breakaway CLNC Success. This has been an interesting year, hasn't it? And especially an interesting year to apply a theme like Move Like a Maverick for Breakaway CLNC Success. Wow. It's kind of like a year where what we really need are just some feel-good movies. I love them, don't you? Don't you just love those feel-good movies? We walk out of the movie theater and we always feel better than when we walked in. Isn't that the magic of the movies? And they transport us, and usually they transport us to somewhere that we've never been before. Do you remember in January, one of my January blog posts, I gave the assignment to go see the movie Slumdog Millionaire? How many of you had the opportunity to go see it? Didn't you love it? I will say that I have never been so inspired by a movie in years. For me, it's the movie of the decade. And I'm so glad it got the 8 Oscars that it did. But I have to say, the only reason I saw that movie was because of the acclaim that it was receiving. Frankly, I did not have the high hopes for that movie that the critics had, because it was directed by Danny Boyle. And the last movie Danny Boyle did that I had seen, Trainspotting, I walked out of. After working with heroin addicts in nursing school, I really didn't have any interest in watching an addict diving headfirst in chase of a fix into the filthiest toilet I'd ever seen. That did it for me. I was out of there. I just didn't want any part of it. So I'm at Slumdog Millionaire, and it opens up with a torture scene. But this time, just when I'm packing up my popcorn, getting ready to walk out, Danny Boyle's weird fixation with toilets got my attention. Because suddenly the scene switches to this little kid, Jamal, who is diving feet first into a filthy toilet. And before I know it, I'm mesmerized. I'm sitting down, opening my popcorn, and laughing so hard, I am almost out of my chair. But here's what's made it funny. It's not even a toilet. It's a squat hole with a 4-foot drop into a pit filled with you know what. And this dive, this little kid, it's no accident. He does it intentionally, head to toe. Slumdog Millionaire is set in Mumbai, India. And you guys know I love to travel. I've never been to India. But Tom and I, we have been to Nepal. And Mumbai reminds me so much of Kathmandu in Nepal. The colors, the music, the crush of the people, the sights, the smells. All of that, so much in common. So that wonderful memory, along with Jamal's maverick spirit, just had me totally engaged in this movie from the beginning. Now, both cities, they share also poverty and slums and beggars and public cremations and people bathing in the river, in a river full of garbage. And you're going to see things in this movie that you really hope that you would never have to see or experience in real life, and things that you hope you'd never have to eat or smell. That scene of the toilet in the beginning of the movie reminded me so much of Nepal, because that's what all the toilets were like. Tom and I would be out trekking, and we'd be squatting over a squat hole out in the open. And I warned Tom before we left not to eat the unprocessed, unpasteurized, unclean cheese. And what do you think he does in one of the villages? Did he listen? No. So the next day, after he does that, we're trekking toward the only hospital up on the Everest side of Nepal. And I kid you not, for 3 hours, Tom is gritting his teeth, sweating at the brow, and squeezing his cheeks. All the while, visualizing and describing to me the sparkling white pristine porcelain throne that's waiting for him at the hospital. We walk into the hospital, and before we even say hello to the doctors, Tom's going, "Where's the toilet?" In the 18 years we've been married, I've never seen him move so fast. So they point the way, and what do you think he finds? Yep, just like in the movie, a squat hole outside and dead leaves to cover his tracks. Needless to say, Tom was not a happy crapper. But the flies were sure glad to see him. All right, back to Mumbai. In Mumbai, 17 million people live there, and 8 million of them are homeless or live in a slum. A slum like the one featured in the movie Slumdog Millionaire. Now, the movie unravels the main character, Jamal, who lives in that slum and, against all odds, escapes that slum by evolving into a true entrepreneurial maverick. Locked in that outhouse that I talked about earlier, his first maverick move is when he plunges himself through the squat hole and literally into the shit, covered head to toe with excrement. He uses that to his advantage to push his way through a crowd, approach a famous Indian movie star, and get his autograph. And some of you are afraid to walk up to an attorney in your best suit and ask for a case. Then, after losing his mother at age 5, he and his brother survive by scavenging dumps for scrap materials to sell. Now, you already know that some of the best marketing strategies are free. But when is the last time you made a maverick move and scavenged one of your old attorney clients for a new case? Soon, the brothers are abducted by a gangster. A gangster who steals children off the street with the plan of maiming them and sending them out to beg. Now, Jamal, this little slum dog, he doesn't mind begging, but he is not about to settle for being maimed. So he and his brother make a maverick escape. Let me ask you, is it possible that you are settling? That you are settling and accepting something in your life or in your CLNC business that you should not? In the next maverick move, they're sneaking onto trains, crisscrossing the Indian subcontinent, stealing food and selling snacks all along the way. When's the last time you made a maverick move and stepped out into the unknown? Like exhibiting at a conference full of attorneys, or hiring your first employee, or taking on a case that's not your expertise and you